Exira EHK is ready to hit the hardwood tonight in regional action after not playing a game for 10 days. Head coach Tom Peterson is just ready to move past some tough losses against Coon Rapids, Barrett, and Kim towards the end of the regular season and focus on what they need to do in order to get past the second round.
Yeah, you know, I thought that overall toward the end of the season our kids were playing better basketball. You know, we had a couple of hiccups. We didn't play as well against Coon Rapids, Bayard, and then Cam the second time around. So that was kind of disappointing. But, you know, headed into tournament play, I kind of like. But what we've been doing, you know, we'll just kind of go from there. You know, it's we haven't played for a while, so we'll see what happens.
Both Taryn and Jalen Peterson are leading the Spartans this season, both offensively and defensively. Taryn is leading in scoring with 20 points and 6.3 steals per game, while Jalen knocks down 14.3 points and 8.1 rebounds per game this season. While these two are the foundation, the glue, which includes Fawn, Spore, Miller, and Nelson, all need to hold it together.
Well, we're at our best when we're running the floor. The gals like to get out in transition, and, you know, that's, you know, Jalen does an exceptional job. When it comes to offensive rebounds, she seems to put herself in good positions. You know, the strength of her game, our pull-up jump shots, you know, that's not new to anybody else. And she has to continue to do that. Taryn needs to continue to stay aggressive on the defensive side because that kind of leads into her offensive transition. You know, she's extremely active. She has good hands, good footwork. And then obviously she shoots quite a bit from the outside. But the other girls, Zach, for us to be successful, we have to have, you know, a tremendous balance up and throughout our lineup.
In the second round of regionals, the Spartans will be taking on the AHSTW Vikings, a team that may just be a 27-minute drive down the road, but is an opponent that the Spartans have not faced off against since 2012. AHSTW has led the season by Delaney Goshorn in points, rebounds, and assists with 13.6 points, 5.9 rebounds, and 3.1 assists per game this season. Exira EHK will look to attack the inside and break the press against a tough Lady Vikes team.
Well, they're extremely talented. You know, you look throughout their lineup, up and down, they remind me a lot of Coon Rapids Bayard. They're very, you know, tall and lanky and very well coached, especially defensively wise. I think their half-court defense is phenomenal. So, you know, as far as offensively wise for us, we're going to have to make sure that we look to attack downhill and not settle so much from the outside. You know, offensively wise, obviously, you know, their Goshorn sticks out right away. She does a heck of a job on the interior, but she's also one that can step out and stroke it from the outside. You know, they're patient on the offensive side and they make the defense work. So, you know, those are some qualities when you see that they're well coached.
Coach Peterson is looking for his girls to control the hardwood in the rebounding game to hold off the tough offensive rebounding AHSCW offense. They need to be able to run the floor, both offensively and defensively, to lead the Spartans to success.
Well, there's two things that you can always control, basically that you can only control. And to me, that I've always just said defense and rebounding. AHSTW is probably one of the best offensive rebounding teams that we've seen. And we're going to have to make sure that we finish possessions. You know, you can play great defense for 30 seconds out of a shot clock, and if they get an offensive board, it starts all over again. So, you know, looking to get 3 to 4 stops in a row is extremely important for us on the defensive side. And then just offensive transition, you know, we've got to be able to run the floor. And it's, you know, at times, you know, we kind of look like we're in scramble mode, but a lot of times that's when we're at our best. So, you know, defense and rebounding, that's the two things that are going to be key for us during the tournament.
Exira EHK hosts AHSCW tonight in a Class 2A Region 3 matchup with the opening tip-off at 7 p.m. KS95.7 will be live for the broadcast with a pregame show at 6:35 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.